Okay, we left off. We're just trying to understand a simple Gemara in the Chaf Amud Aleph, not even five words. Kasvay al Isuri Hanoach Kosher, and we had a major machlekes in Mishonim about whether that means, therefore translates, mean you can do it like a tchila. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Rambam doesn't mention any Isur involved. And Tosis on the spot says, no, no way, not a chance. Avadir vadir, you know how to do it. And then a Isuri Hanoach, what's shaykh to do such a thing? And therefore, like a tchila, you know how to do it. So we said, wait a second, this is not the first place that we find this kind of a model that a chalois can be done with the davar osim hanah, and the chalois will take effect. And in fact, we do find the precedent in the Gemara for such a thing, in Yevavah's Daf Kuf Gimel, with the Sandash of Edizara. And the Gemara does present that model of don't do it, but the evidence if you did it, so it's going to be okay. So l'chora, the sugyas are parallel to one another. And if that's the case, then Taisa seems to have the upper hand, that there is some kind of an issur l'chadchila. So in order to understand the sugya and get in Abchav properly, we had to go back to that Gemara Yevavah's Kuf Gimel and really get to the heart and soul as to what is that nature that did. What is that statement of Chazal, the dual statement of Chazal, lo tachlitz boy, v'imcholtzal chitzasik sheira. What is it about lo sachlitz? What is the issur of lo sachlitz? So the Ramban quoted the Yesh Mefarshim that says the Isser of being chaylates is a real bona fide Isser Hanah. It's the real Makoy. You're talking now, I do it. And it's a terrible Avera. It's a very deraisa. It's a mamish violating the Isser deraisa of being nenem Yavad Azara. But it doesn't impact the Yavad on the Chalitza. The Chalitza is Chal, nonetheless. So the Ramban had a lot of trouble with Epshat. The Ramban quotes Epshat and rejects Epshat. What forced the Ramban to reject Epshat was the reading of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because at least at one stage of the Gemara, in the end of the day, the Gemara Hashanah doesn't have any impact on Maisa, because in the end of the day, we pass the mitzvah of the new. But Alat Tzad, the mitzvah of the Hanus the new, and it is considered to be another. The Gemara says, Pemolei, that the Kev Shefer Shoshlamim is Takala Yotzah. So the Aveira creates the inability to be Yotzah. So says the Ramban, just as the Aveira creates the inability to be Yaitzi the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah Kavches, it should create the inability for the Chalitza to be valid in Yevavah's Kuf Gimel. So there's something fishy about the Yesh Mefarshim. What's going on? So before we defend the Yesh Mefarshim, we had to fine-tune the Ramban a little bit. The Ramban said that you're not Yaitzi the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, because if you will be Yaitzi the mitzvah, then he glory mills you a nanah. Again, presuming the mitzvah is down as the new. And we'd rather not do that for you. We'd rather say not yet. So we got a little stuck at the end of the shiur yesterday. We would rather. We asked, who is the we? Who is... We have a joke in our house that my wife and I were talking to somebody, and they were talking about a certain institution that shall remain nameless that we're sitting in right now. So there... And the person was kept on using the phrase, they're responsible. So after about a 20-minute conversation, so the person who was talking to us said, he's always wondering by who is the they? Like, who is that, you know, boogeyman, that phantom person who's the they? So we have an inside joke that whenever people say, they did, so that's a way to hide behind. There's somebody. Somebody made that decision. So it's not always clear who that they is. So to over here, how of those? That's who the they is in the Ramban. I mean, who made this grandiose decision that you're not Yaitse? You have two paths in life. It's like a drama. I can go down the path that I am Yaitse within Aveira, and go down the path that I'm not Yaitse without Aveira. So they say. So the Pashas and Dvarim in the Ramban is that this is Mamshe Din Deraisa. That this is one of the Dini HaTorah that the Torah says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that to enable the person, in a sense, not to violate the Yisr, the Torah cancels the mitzvah. How did we figure that out? How did Chazal Baruch Kachem figure this out? How did the Gemara Shana know that? It's a Sisri Torah. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what that's based on. But it's pretty clear, that's the svar that the Ramban is saying, that these two paths are not Lechtei Chacham made this up. This is the Din HaTorah. Kachi Din HaTorah, that an action that will result in a mitzvah plus an aveira or result in nothing, so the halacha dictates that attack results in nothing. That's the Din HaTorah. So back to the Ramban. So the Ramban has a lot of trouble with this Yesh Mefarshim.
Why is Rabbi saying it's a din of Torah
and
not the Ramban?
It's not a din of Ramban. Ramban have better things to do with their time than to make these kind of din. This is a din. This is a din of Torah.
Where does it come from?
I'm having trouble with it. I'm sitting with a tremendous Yetzer Hara right now, 12:13 on Thursday, to start a discussion about Yovid Lo Mahani and Tamura Daf Dala Daf Hey Daf Vav Daf Zay. If you're going to push me over the brink, I'm going to go down that route and I'm going to take a chapas, and we're going to forget about Mitzvah Hosted. So we're going to have to stop, in terms of that. But if you catch me later in a good mood, so we'll try to talk about that thing a little bit. Not Marit, okay? We'll try. If we can, yeah.
The Ramban sounds like that really you should be able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah and be over this or not, but because we don't want you to be...
So that's my question. Who is the we? Is the we the Torah, the we the Rabban?
It shouldn't be that really you should be able to be Yotzei the
Mitzvah. Okay, call Rabban. You guys don't call Rabban, call Rabban. We'll do it if you want. I'm not talking. Yeah. We're trying to get to the Tosfos. We're trying to make the grand circle, but if we get stuck at Tamura Davdal, we're never going to get there. The first Bekha Tamura is known for the most basic fundamentals, like Shah Sugya. It's called the Sugya of Yavid Lo Mahani, right? I'm starting to go over the brink here. Yavid Lo Mahani means that sometimes the Torah says not to do something, and the Torah describes don't do the following chalos. So I went ahead and I did it. So as part of the Din HaTorah is that therefore, not only am I not supposed to do it, but the Torah is taking away my ability to do it. What do I say? No. The Torah says don't do it, don't try it, but if you do it, it's going to be chal. So the Gemara has that discussion, let's say, by Oynes, right? By Ma'anis HaPesulah. So the Torah says, you have to marry her. Lo yuchal l'shach l'chol yama. So the guy goes that he marries, and then a year later he gives her a get. So the Torah says, lo yuchal l'shach l'chol. So the whole discussion, does that mean that the get's not chal? Lo yuchal l'shach l'chol. The Torah says you can't do it, and therefore the Torah takes away your ability to create the chal as gerushin. So I say, ma pitom. The get is chal, you violated it, yes sir. So the Gemara has, the reason why the Gemara got into it in the sugya of Tamura is, the Torah says, lo yachlefet of lo yomir, so I have a behemoth kachim, and I want to switch the behemoth kachim for a behemoth chun. I want to transfer the kedusha over. So the Torah says, don't do that. Lo yomir, so lo yachlefet of lo yomir, so tabur abrakto. And what if I tried ahead and do it? I went and I did it. What happens? Who's merosu yakodesh? So does that indicate to me that even though the Torah says he ovid mahani, or maybe the successor calls again, so that's how the sugya starts and abdallah, the hey, above the three, four blood, the second. So in the middle of that sugya, he ovid lo mahani, so there's a big kasha that a lot of lacharim have. I told you I'm not going to talk about it, but I can't hold it. So the big kasha that a lot of lacharim have in the sugya, he ovid lo mahani, is that there seem to be certain sugyas that mamish fly in the face of that sugya. There seem to be certain cases where I didn't have era. Of course it's Mahani. Anyone know the famous kashas? Probably the most famous of all the kashas. Hashech b'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, v'shech ten Shabbos, hashechit is kosher. Maybe there might be Shabbos, probably there are mumu shalas. There are a lot of tangential issues, but b'ikaro, nuch hashechit is chal. So come all the achareim and ask, what do you mean? Kol mil sedavr chamana lo savi, yav lo Mahani. According to that, there in the Gemara, that whenever the Torah says not to do something, the chalos is in chal. So then, how is the chalos shechit chal? I violated Los Haskim Malachas. How is the behema shchuta? Behema should be applied in the veilas. Ki'ilu, I didn't shech the animal. It's a famous kasha. So one of the many, many answers to that kasha is that, but medema memurim, there's a sugya of the Ovid Lo Mahani, that's if, by declaring that the chalos doesn't take place, I, in effect, avoided violating the Yisr. Like, lo yitzuya, we would have said that the get is not chal, so then I gave her a blind piece of paper. I gave her something that wasn't a get, so I didn't violate Liyoch L'Shalcha. If in theory the Tamura wouldn't be Chal, so then we could say, so I didn't violate Liyomer. The Yisr is to be Mamer. I wasn't Mamer. So when you have a type of an Yisr that declaring Yovid Lo Mahani will remove the Yisr from being present, that's the Sugya of Abayi Rabba. That's the Sugya of three Vladim Sebes Tamura Yovid Lo Mahani. But here by Shechita, if you shoot an animal in the head on Shabbos, what's the din? You're also Chayim. You also a Neitel Neshama. So, good, we're going to say it's not shot. Good. So, we're going to say it's alive. The animal's laying on the floor dead. No, he did, it's alive. That's a joke. You want to say he did, it's not shochet, you could say that. It's not going to help you. Saying that it's not shochet is fine. It's going to be an issue of Nikolas the Shabbat. It's fine to be Shabbat. It's fine to be Losas the Malacha. So, that's not called the Yavid Lamahani. So, according to that whole Mahalach and Acharonim, that the void of the Yavid Lamahani is the same void as this Ramban is saying here as well. That when you have a situation that arises in halacha that by negating the chalois, that will prevent the yisur. So the Torah does that for you. That's exactly what Yavud Lomahani means. That gufa to save the Aveira, the Torah goes out of its limb and cancels the chalois. So that's mamish what those achronim are saying in the sugin tamura, the val, the vein above, is what the Ramban is saying here. Sorry, I'm trying to be mekatzer. Okay, good. Okay, good. Back to that story. But what do you do about the Yeshua Farshim? The Yeshua Farshim, whoever they were, we don't know, this phantom Yeshua, what do they do? What do they do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? So the emes is that you have to go back to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and look very, very carefully. You have to scrutinize the day that we don't paskel like. And again, it's all that Havamin of Rav and Rehuda. But still, even though the Gemara rejected it on the technical grounds of Mitzvah Avihonis didn't know, but the Ikaron, the Lomdus was right, that if and when there would be an Aveira, it would invalidate the Mitzvah. So the Ritva raises the question, why does it invalidate the Mitzvah? They put the Ritva on the Maror Temes. Put the other part of the Ritva on the Maror Temes. Put that part, okay. So the Ritva already asked the question, what's going on? Why is the mitzvah v'teila? So I violated an iser of shlamim, I was nedim, and a shlamim l'yachal devar, you like the shimu kubetzes, and v'nachas, very nice. I violated chatosi, avisi, pashati, I did an aveira. What invalidates the mitzvah t'kir shofar? So one pshat is this razzle dazzle Ramban, but there's another pshat lurking in the background. You know what you're not yetzei? For three very, very simple words. Anyone knows what those words are? The three very, very easy words. That's right, you said it. Mitzvah, bo, baveira. You violated an aveira of shlomim, to a dinanem and a hektesh. You want to be yaitzia mitzvah derech aveira? You can't do that. That's called mitzvah baveira. That's a different sugi. That's sukkah daf chavtes and the flam. It's a different sugi. That's the luva gozu. It's an under sugi. That's not doing your vomit with maisalach with chalaisim. Simple, just call what it is, mitzvah babi aveira. That's the reason why you're not yetzei. If you want to go down that route, that's why you're not yetzei, because mitzvah aveira. So now, I can understand where the Yeshua Farshim comes from. But man, devar mamurim, we could passel up something because of mitzvah babi aveira. That's by tkiyah shofar. Over the passel chalitza, because of the violation of mitzvah babi aveira. So wait a second, is that true? Does that make any sense to take the klal of mitzvah aveira and plug it into chalitza, pasul chalitza? So if you go down the first beer, the Ramban's beer, that we're going to save you from your aveiras by canceling any possibility, any potential of creating that aveira, if that's the vort in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches, then that svar applies in full force in Yevamos Kuf Gimel Beis as well. And therefore the Yeshua Farshim are wrong. You cannot have that model of it's an issa deraisa, but it's okay b'diav. That can't be. That would be negated by Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches. But if you take a different approach, you go down the sugya of Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches with a different set of eyes, the ikuv in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches has nothing to do with that. So that response of Ramban is not correct. The ikuv in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches is a simple application of mitzvah b'aveira. Does that svar of mitzvah b'aveira make any sense by chalitza? Does it make any shevitz, any mashro sense by chalitza? So I can think of two very, very good reasons why mitzvah b'aveira fails miserably by chalitza. And that will save the Yesh B'Farsh. Who's going to tell me the easiest reason why? Why does mitzvah b'aveira not make any sense by chalitza?
You have the opportunity to do bittul.
It's not your mitzvah.
No, it's all aveira. I mean, it's caused by I didn't do bittul on the doing an aveira. Oh, who says the mitzvah's chalitza? Right, mitzvah chalitza. Give me a lomdus shetarim. Chalitza's nishkei. Mitzvah chalitza's what? Samatir. Everybody knows that. The whole goal of chalitza is simply to permit the woman to remarry. It's not a mitzvah. It's not kesheifer. That would be a really, really good reason to differentiate between the two sugyas. And if the Ritva is right, that the emissary reason that disqualifies the Kiyashayfer is not this razzle-dazzle, Shukotot, the Ramadan, that no one really understood, myself included. If the real reason is just a simple, plain old mitzvah babi aveira, that would be really, really good for the Yesh B'Farshim. That would bring the Yesh B'Farshim right back on track. That you can have an Issa Gomor min HaTorah. You violated Isuri HaNoah, we're angry at you, we're mad at you, Mamash, you're a Russia, Marusha. You violated Isuri HaNoah, but there's nothing that can disqualify the Chalaisa, the Chalitza. Because the only thing that bumped off the mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches, was the cloud mitzvah of Aveira, and that doesn't apply to Matira, that only applies to mitzvahs. If you save the Yesh B'Farshim, Rabbi Zai, who else now is holding on for dear life to the coattails of the Yesh B'Farshim? Which great Risha likes that model a terrible violation of halacha occurred, a flagrant prohibition was violated, but everything's hunky-dory anyway. Toysus again, Davchav. Right? So those Yesh Mefarshim are not just some tucked away phantom Yesh Mefarshim, we don't know who they are in Yevamos. It's based on bringing them back to life, defending, deflecting the Ramban's cash against them, which is ultimately going to salvage the Toysus again. Everyone realized that, everyone chopped that. So we have a perfect triangle working now, right? We have our three parts of this picture. We are trying to learn the Tois and Gittin of Chaf. We're trying to understand how do you have a model of violating the Avera and the Chalos is still good. We found the Rishon that says that the Yesh Mefarshim, but the Ramban attacked that Rishon based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Our goal was to deflect the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ritva is coming to the defense. So everything's talking to everything's great, right? The Tois is good, the Yesh Mefarshim is good, the Ramban's in trouble, everything. Yesterday the Ramban with the upper hand, all of a sudden, 24 hours later, the tables have turned.
If the Ritva Rosh Hashanah explained that it's all a mitzvah of Bava Ver issue, how would he explain the tears of the Gemara that solves it all of mitzvah of Lavli Hanasin, or how would that solve the problem if it's a mitzvah of Bava Ver?
You want which Gemara are you asking on? On Rosh Hashanah or Yevamos?
Rosh Hashanah.
What's the problem? It's a mitzvah. Kishav is a mitzvah. What's the problem?
Because then if we solve the Habamim of the Gemara, Rabbi is saying, no, because mitzvah of Lavli Hanasin, you're Yotzei.
Right, so what's the problem?
So if it's a mitzvah,
there's no avera, because there's no hana, because hana mitzvah is not called hana in halacha. The violation of the darim, the violation of me'ila is an isra hana. If it's not labeled as, not categorized as hana in halacha, it's mishkein avera.
Is it not a mitzvah?
Is it a mitzvah? It's a matir to forget. It counts as one of the tag mitzvahs. So does buying potatoes in the store. Just because it makes it a list of 613 doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah.
So between two types of
answers? Again, this is just the easiest answer, right? This is like Dvar Pshut about Boyd, right? That Chalitza is different because of the Shkenitz, but everything everything's hunky dory.
We're saying that by a get also.
Get, why not? The Chalitza is not a mitzvah, so get's also not a mitzvah. Everything's great, it's a matir.
What's the
mitzvah?
You see that get in as being mitzvah.
Gets a mitzvah? I mean, again, it counts as one of the 13 mitzvahs. Let's say, you know, Tzura Meseres Mitzvah, and, you know, the Rambam writes, you try to grab as many mitzvahs as you can. So the guy's great. This is the activity we're talking about. I'm going to divorce my wife. Okay? Because he gets the chapra on the mitzvah. You guys are real alamdan. He'll divorce his wife, then he'll remarry her, because then he gets it on the mitzvah's kedushin. Then he'll divorce her again. We'll spend the entire Seres Mitzvah doing that.
I mean, if he was withholding a get and then during
Saras Mitzvah
says, you know, I'm
that's a menom lechavei v'hachlo v'chavei v'chavei. That's a different. It's not the mitzvah of giving a get. But when you give a get, it's not a hini mucham zum lechai b'tzeh shishol taira. It's about as much as a mitzvah as going to the store and buying potatoes. It's also one of the kind of mitzvahs. Mech chumem, because Ram counts as a mitzvah. Toin v'nitzah is a mitzvah. When I come to Beis and I say, believe me, Migo, I could have said such and such. The chamitzah is a Torah. I should get into everyone's, get all the dinei Torah during a Sesame Chuvah to get all the mitzvahs. So there are some mitzvahs, there are different kinds of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs you're supposed to do. There are four dagas of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are mechuyif to do. There are some mitzvahs where it's a great thing to do, but if you don't do it, you're not mevatel. There are other mitzvahs that are just varm shor rishos that counted as mitzvahs because the term 650 mitzvahs just means there are dini haTorah how to go ahead and buy potatoes. There are dini haTorah how to go ahead and get divorced. But it's not necessarily the mitzvah we're supposed to be doing. And then there are other mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka does not want us to do. He counts them as a mitzvah because they're a dinim of how you have to do it if you decide to do it, but the Rebbe does not want us to do it. For example, Eish Shvas Torah is not a mitzvah we're supposed to do. It's a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka does not want us to do, but if you do it, then you better do it Lefi the Seder as Baruch Hu the mitzvah Torah. So Rabbi Say, let's get back on track here. So you guys are real comfortable. You know, I sold you guys Mamash in Brooklyn Bridge here. That chalitza is not a mitzvah, and therefore it's not a mitzvah above your veir, and everything's hunky-dory, and shalom by Yisrael. Because everybody knows chalitza is only a matter. Really, everyone knows? Yeah. I think we spoke about this earlier in the year. Does where? Mm-hmm. Neither, right? Everyone knows that either. We spoke about Yisrael and Kol, or both. What?
Both.
There's a famous, famous kash in the Tesis, where is it? Sabach Vav? Very, very famous kash in the Tesis. Sabach Vav and Mesavis. Very, very famous kash. The Gemara says two halachas that are almost identical to one another. The Gemara says that when a person goes to the mikvah, so they have to get their entire body wet. Kol b'sar b'mayim. When they leave out a finger protruding out, the tefillah is buckled, vutal, mid-der-eyes. That's why you need someone to watch. You wouldn't go to the mikvah. She has long hair. The hair's going to flop along the water. It's a chorus. So you have to, it's interesting, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that in Hilchos Kriya Shema, that when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Tzeir B'Isha Erva, so Mamish, for no reason in terms of Hilchos Kriya Shema, there's none, zero to Hilchos Kriya Shema, all of a sudden the Be'er Halacha goes on a whole tirade, a whole sideshow about how you have to make sure that the women who have long hair, you have to make sure that the hair goes under the water for the mikvah, because otherwise the Nisa Karis. This is not the mock up to talk. This is not your day, but Mr. Brook, you can see he was so upset about it that people aren't careful about this. So you have to be careful. You have to remind the women that they have to go to the mikvah properly, and you have to make sure that somebody's washing them properly, make sure every last hair goes under the water. Fine. Okay. But back to our story. So the din is you need B.S. Mayim and Kol Gufa, including Kol Sa'ara. One thing you don't need, though, you do not have to open up your mouth under the mikvah. Under the mikvah, you don't have to have water come into your mouth. There's no such halacha. But what is the din? What's the halacha?
Has to be royal
to be a smile. Let's say a woman has she's got a piece of chicken stuck between her teeth, so then the tefillah is no good. Because you have to have royal to be a smile. It's called the beis hasdarim. So let's say she has, the water doesn't have to go all the way inside the ear, but it has to be clean, that in theory water can go in. So different parts of the body are called the beis hasdarim. Fine. So that's the din. There's no din lechatchila to open your mouth. The number zero. But it has to be, have the ability, royal to be a smile. So Gemara says, what kind of wild halacha is that? Either you need it or you don't need it. What's the Gemara's answer? What's the famous marshal of the Gemara? Call around the Bila Bila Mekyavitz. The Gemara says that when you bring a korban mincha, so you have to bring flour and oil and you have to mix it together. Right? In low bowl kosher. If you didn't do Bila, then the evidence kosher. But if you have so much flour and so little oil that you tried to beel it, just too clumpy, it wouldn't work. So then the whole minchas psul would be the deraisa. So Gemara says, just as it did by bila, it's a good way to remember bila and tevila, just the edetesin. So just as bila requires kol aroy lebila, and if you don't have kol aroy lebila, it's possible to be the, so to tevila, you don't need the bias mayim, but you need roy lebias mayim. So far, so good. So then the Gemara has a third application of this principle in Maseches Yevamos, the 12th parak in Mitzvah Chalitza. When you do a chalitza, so the only part of chalitza that really, really is ma'akev is to take off the shoe. There's a mitzvah, you're supposed to do the rekikah, you're supposed to do the kriyas ha'parshiyos. Let's say you have a chalitza, they forgot to do the kriyas ha'parshiyos. Well, she totally forgot. She took off the shoe, they forgot to read the psukim. Well, did you have the chalitza? It's good, she can remarry. Fine. Okay. But let's say you have an individual who can't do kriyas ha'parshiyos. If he'd want to do, he can't speak. The fellow's mute. Either he's mute, she's mute. They're not thinking of love, but das. He's a medav of a shemay. He's not a cherish. Well, she's not a cherish, yes. Then you push it there. Say, Nebuch, Rahman al-Fa, a person had a stroke. They can't talk at all. Nothing. No words will come out anymore. They're an Elim or Elamis. So the Gemara says that the chalitza is no good even with the Evid. He says, why? Even though the Kriyas HaParashah is not Ma'akev, but what? You need Roy Lekach. And the Gemara says, what's that a Dibyon to? Kol Roy Lebila. So you have three applications of this principle. What? So that's a big machlok. That's a Mishnah Melech about whether you need royal or rekika, because rekika follows the chalitza. Unlike the Kriyas HaParashah, which is before, one could argue that rekika, which is post chalitza, maybe even royal lekach doesn't need. So let's say Luyutzu, you would have a person who can create rekika. There's no saliva, whatever it is. So that's a shadow, but leave it out there. Put that with the details in Tibur and Daftal. Not for now. Okay? So back to our story. So there's three applications of this principle that you don't have to do it, but you have to have the ability to do it. Where has it by Bila, that's the original din, then where has it by Chatzitza, then where has it by Chalitza. Okay. So Tosis has a very, very innocent question in need of some of that. Tosis says, I don't understand. When it comes to bringing a korban mincha, aren't you supposed to do Bila? If I ask the rabbi, should I do Bila or not? What's the answer? Of course you have to do Bila. The Torah says, of course you have to do Bila. It's a Shiloh. But yeah, you didn't do it. When it comes to Tevila B'mikvah, the woman wants to know, rabbi, do I have to open up my mouth? What's the answer? No. You don't have to swallow a gallon of water. You don't have to open up your mouth. Why not? If the model is the same, that these are examples where the Torah says you need potential, but you don't need actuality. But lechatchila, you do need actuality. So how come Tevila B'mikvah parts ways from Bila Samin? That's how you say this question. So to which Tosfos develops the following Yesod. Mamish, this is like one of the top, 20 Tosfos. This is like Yesod that you say this. Tosfos says, no, there's a big difference between Bila Samincha and tevila b'mikvah. The lila samincha is what? Is a mitzvah. Going to the mikvah is a matnah. The goal of getting to the mikvah is not the ma'aseh tefillah. The goal is to become tohor. So tefillah is not a mitzvah proper. It's a matnah. Tosfos says you can't have a lechatchila and a matnah min haTorah. It doesn't make any sense. When you have a ma'aseh mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do a mitzvah in a certain manner. So you can argue the better way to do the mitzvah is azoy, and a little less better way of doing it is azoy. So you can have gradations midderaisa. But when it comes to material, either she's buteris or not. So if lemaisi you accomplish the tachlas adov, the totsa'at was accomplished, that the woman is buteris, she's tahira. So what's shaykh to speak about? No, lechatchila you have to go tahira by opening your mouth, but the evidence, if you don't swallow the water, you're also okay. The concept doesn't make any sense. Either yeah or no. And I remember when we spoke about this. Who was about Plumta this time? Who's the one who said there's no such thing as lechatchila and derais at all? Is that, who remembers? Who was the Rishon that said it? There's no lechatchilas deraisas. Who said there's no lechatchilas deraisas? Can't be, and therefore certain din by default is derabban. Famous shita. Guess Rishon. Rashi. No. There's a Rishon that says Pam Mole. There's no such thing as a lechatchilas by deraisas. Side by mitzvah, side by matirin, and therefore the following din is that by default only a din derabban. Fill in that Rishon. Jeopardy. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. We got a location.
Well, location? Location is Maseches Sukkah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Who said what?
Ritva.
Which Ritva? Bum,
bum. No,
real. No, it's a ritva. It's a real ritva. It's the real thing. Ben Yonta Ben Ashbelay, how do you pronounce this father's name? What?
Ritva and Sukkah.
Good! I'll give you another hint. The first paragraph of Sukkah. Give you another hint. Daf Yud Aleph in Masechta Sukkah. Name the topic. The Hebrew Mahalim. So close, but like hanging, like
with the Asur, is the Mum?
But wait, you guys are, you're warm.
Asur?
You're so close. Just say one. Say one halachic concept that the Ritva is convinced is only the Rabban because of his theory that you can't have lechatchila by their Isis. Thank you so much. Shkoyach. 5 extra points in the Bechina. Okay? Can you do it? So that was the Ritva. Did we talk about this Ritva? We didn't mention this Ritva.
We did.
Thank you very much. Okay. The Ritva says, hit the mitzvah, it's only the Rabbanim. Zekir ben Veyo, yeah, that's not real. That's only the Rabbanim. And it can't be their Isa, because if it would be their Isa, then it would have been what? It would have been Ma'akib at the end, because you can't have Lechatchilas their Isa. That concept exists. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the world is black and white. There's no such thing as gray. Either you're with us, or you're against us. You're not in the middle. I'll take a little bit of this. Torah is not a shmogsbot. The Rabbanim is a shmogsbot, actually. A little this, a little that. Maybe a apostle, a chachilah, but you have to play games with the Rabbanim. The Raises, you're either glat kosher or you're glat treif. There's nothing in the middle in the world of the Raises. So if you're telling me that the mitzvah of Akev, there's a raya bua that's not a deraisa. That's the thing. We didn't talk about this Ritva? Okay, I think we did. All right? So Tosfos is the Bible for the Ritva. Because Tosfos said, no problem. Tosfos so needed after some of says, you can have the chachilah, the Raises, by mitzvahs, abedish by batir. So this is all the intro to the intro to the intro. Everybody says, backpedal for me, okay? So, Tosfos dealt with 2 out of the 3 applications of Kol HaRei Lebila. They compared and contrasted Mincha to Tevila B'Mikvah. Which was one case they have to still address. So what is that? Yeah, what does Chalitza fit into the picture? I'm going to ask you the following question. It's time to do a Chalitza. So the Beis Din sitting down, we're going through the whole Parsha. And we're ready to do a chalitza. So we open up a chumash and we say to the Yom Nivama, you know, say the following psukim. So you know what they say? We're not interested. I don't want to say the psukim. What if I say psukim for? Stop mocking anyway, the psukim. So the Beis Din says, but we're supposed to do it. Doesn't it say in the chumash to do it? So what's their response? What did I do it for? Stam ha'akev. The Beis says, you're right. Stam ha'akev. But l'chadchila, the Chumash says the Torah says to do it. So what hole the Torah just dig for themselves?
It's a mitzvah or not?
If chalitza is just a matir,
it shouldn't be a problem.
So then, the Yavam and Yavam are right. Were they wasting their time, reading it in Hebrew? What do they have to do it for? Why is that conceptually different than not opening your mouth under the mikvah? That's Taisus Kasha. Who would have ever thought in a million years, you need Mamashim, like Ruch Kadesh of Taisus, these two cases, the Chara, are similar to one another. A Yavam and Yavam saying Psukim, which we all know in Amakiv anyway, should be the halakha equivalent of not requiring the woman to open up her mouth under the mikvah. But it's not true. Everyone knows it's not true. Of course you have to read the Psukim. It's the ancestors of Zevman from Da that Chalitza is much closer in model to what than to what? To a mitzvah than to a matir. Chalitza is a mitzvah Torah. It's one of the tiny mitzvahs that we're supposed to do. I mean, we hope and pray never have to do it, but it's a mitzvah Torah. If it went Chalila Chalila, the brother dies and there's no children, so it's a mitzvah mutelas to do it. It's not just a matir bi'alma. Tosfos just connected that. Tosfos was forced into that corner. I'll tell you a secret. Some Acharonim bring a raya. Of course, chalitza is a mitzvah. How can you say it's not a mitzvah? What kind of nonsense to say it's not a mitzvah? Bring me a raya brewer. It's a mitzvah. A raya brewer, she'en la tshuva, that there's a mitzvah to do chalitza. It's not just a matzah b'yalma. Anyone know? It happens not to be bracha. Anyone know the name of the parak, the 12th parak, Masechet Yevamos?
Mitzvah
Chalitza. By golly, it's called Mitzvah Chalitza. Says Yonah Yontif. What a silly name for a parak if it's not a mitzvah. Would you call a parak mitzvahs buying potatoes? You wouldn't call it that. So says the Yonah Yontif. Right, Brusha Lechuba. So Yesha Lechuba. There's a Mishnah in Bechar Tos that the mitzvahs are rifas petach hamar. It's according to many Rishonim in Aveira, but it's still called the mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvah. Mitzvah means, like we said before, mitzvah means something that has dinim attached to it. You have to do it in a certain halachic manner. It doesn't necessarily conjure up the image of being a mitzvah. You can call a matir mitzvah also for linguistic purposes. So, but that was the raya that Tzemach Aharon wanted to bring. Back to our story. So if you hold that chalitza is in fact not a mitzvah, the chlal not a mitzvah. That's what Tzemach Aharon meant. Let's say a guy dies, he's 98 years old, his wife was 95 years old, and she's not particularly interested in remarrying. So many Achrayim say, just have to bother doing chalitza for. If you don't want to go to the mikveh, so don't go to the mikveh. You don't want to become tor, so don't become tor. You don't want to remarry, so don't do chalitza. Many Achrayim write that way. It's not a mitzvah b'chlal against tor, it's not a ma'at b'alma. So if you hold that chalitza is just a ma'at b'alma, then everything's hunky-dory. Then I understand that the chisaron of tkiya shayfra and dafka of chesim Rosh Hashanah, which was fundamentally rooted in the mitzvah of Yadeira, taka doesn't spill over to what? To chalitza. And that would be a perfect defense for the who? For who? The Yesh Omer, the Yesh Mepharshim and the Ramban. And we want to defend, we want to go out on a limb to save those Yesh Omer. Why? Because we have a hidden agenda. What's our agenda? Because by saving the Yesh Mepharshim, who do we also save? We save Tazi Gittin. So, the Yesh Mepharshim, we don't know who they are, so we don't feel personally connected to them. But the Baal HaTos is there, our best friends, we know. And we have no idea who they are either. But the other ones we want to save, they're on our page, they're in Davcha. But the way to save them, the solution lies in salvaging the Yesh Mepharshim. So we're willing to go out on a limb to save the Yesh Mepharshim if the Bir Adavin or Shadok of Ches is that Chalitza is different than Shofar, because Chalitza is a matir and Shofar is a mitzvah. That would be really, really good. But once you tell me that chalitza is a mitzvah, so then the whole thing just self-destructed. So it's kind of funny to say balatosis against balatosis. But basically, we're still not down for the count. I'll tell you why. La'olam chalitza is a mitzvah. Balatosis talk about right. The 95-year-old woman, we insist, better go do chalitza now. Chalitza is a mitzvah, ta'i mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it, you should have made a bracha on it for other reasons, we don't. It's a real bona fide mitzvah, ta'i mitzvah, it's not buying potatoes, it's a mitzvah, not just a matzah. Who wants to still save the Yesh Mepharshim? It's a mitzvah of Be'aveira applies to it. It's fully covered by the cloud mitzvah of Be'aveira. I want to answer the following question, okay? I want you to think, and I want you to formulate a response, proper lamdusha response. A Kohen goes ahead and he's Makadish a Grusha. Did he do an Avera? Yep. He did an Avera. Whether he's Malkus or not is another story, but he did an Avera. Isha Leik, he did an Avera. Is it Kedushin Chal?
Yes.
I'm Mitzvah of Avera. What's the answer?
There's no Mitzvah.
What's the answer? Mitzvah of Avera is a mafkia of a kiyum mitzvah. You don't get credit for filling this mitzvah. But every once in a while you have a mitzvah that has a mitzvah plus a what attached to it.
Kenyan.
It's a chalois. Tkiya shofar doesn't have a chalois. You blow shofar, nothing changed. You stand the sukkah, you ate matzah, nothing changed. But when you get married, so two things happen. You're performing the mitzvah as well as the chalois. Mitzvah Be'aveira is a mafkia for the kiyum mitzvah. Mitzvah Be'aveira is nishka mafkia for the chalois. I'll give you Moshe Modavadana. Mitzvah's Tzichas Kavana, right? Tzichas Kavana, according to many Rishonim, you do a mitzvah without Kavana. Let's say Siddhat Yeti the mitzvah. So imagine a guy's father, a guy standing under the chuppah, he's shaking, he's nervous, and he's not thinking about L'shem Yichud. He didn't say L'shem Mitzvah. He gave her a ring. He never heard there's a mitzvah. He never learned Ksuba stuff. He didn't even know there's a mitzvah according to the Ram. He had like the rush, there's no mitzvah to get married. And he gave her a ring, and then he realizes the answer was Gavalt. I didn't have Kavana L'shem Mitzvah. I didn't even know there's a mitzvah. So she's not married? Because he wasn't yaitz the mitzvah's condition, so they're not married, right? Really? You're going to be mouthed in Eshtish Liyama based on that nonsense? What does Mitzvah's Kavana have to do with the Chalois? If you know you're getting married, you're talking about creating Chalois condition. What is the Chpatli when you had mitzvah now? I told you a story once. It was a bocher, a very fine Shiva guy. I happened not to be inside a Kedusha room, but right after the chuppah, he comes over and he says, "Oh yeah, I felt so terrible. It was so bad. It was bad." So at the time that I put the ring on, I forgot to have in mind l'shem chalos ishus. I forgot to have in mind l'shem mitzvah seseh, according to the Rambam. I was just like froze, and I just put the ring on her finger and said, "Araya, gavalt." So I put my arm around him. He said to me, "You know, when your great-great-grandfather was Mekadish, your great-great-grandmother, I can guarantee you that he didn't have in mind the Shem Chalas Ishus because Reb Shimon Shtickel Torah wasn't written yet. Reb Shimon wasn't born yet. I guarantee you, Reb Chaim wasn't born yet. I guarantee you, nobody in Europe, when they got married down at Tefka, nobody was having in mind the Shem Yichud Mitzvah. They were just standing on the chuppah and giving rings. And I said to him, you know what? Your great-great-grandfather was still married to your great-great-grandmother, B'di'evit. So he said to me, B'di'evit? You said, I'm only married. I said, no, I'm just joking. I'm like, of course you're married. Don't worry about it. You're good to go. You're cool. Everything's great. So Rabbi Sai, a chavoy says, chal, what did the mitzvah is fulfill? Not really. He did fulfill the mitzvah. But it's nothing with the mitzvahs. Those are klolim and shmiras ha-mitzvahs. Mitzvah b'avi aveira, mitzvah skavana. Those are with chaloysim. So when the Gemara says, in Maseches Yevamos, lo sachleitz boy, vim cholza bo chalitzosik sheira, lo oilam, the guy did a terrible gefer l'chaver. He was nenem in the Benizara, lo sovseh b'sechel, he'd begin with chayim, the guy's a bal aveira mamish. He did terrible, terrible aveiras, and I'll tell you a secret, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza. When he comes up to Shemayim and he's expecting extra brownie points for chalitza, they saw me, Charlie, mitzvah of aveira was mevatel zayin your chalitza. It's a mitzvah of aveira. Forget about it. But lamaisa, could she remarry? Yeah, why can't she remarry? Lamalof, avosnet. The same way that the Ashes Kaya in Grusha is Mekudeshes, the same way this guy's great great grandmother was Mekudeshes, so this woman is Muteres, for sure. Because the Maisa, the Chalois Chalitza is not dependent upon the fulfillment of the Mitzvah Chalitza. That's the Yisayid, how you say this. Your fulfillment of the Mitzvah or lack thereof has zero bearing on the Chalois Chalitza. So you want to tell me, like Taisvis, that Chalitza is a Mitzvah, even Zolzayin that's right, which again, many Rishonim probably disagree with the Taisvis, but even Zolzayin that's right, that Chalitza is a Mitzvah, and it's subject to the parasha, to the Sugi Mitzvah of Medeira, that's vis-a-vis the bitl of the Mitzvah Shaboy, that doesn't touch Kiyuzer, the Chalois of the Chalitza. So we're good. We're good to go, guys. We're in a pretty good shape. We're in a pretty good position right now. And if the Yesh Mepharshim were in a good position, who's hanging off into your life? Who? The Taisvis. Tais is a good shape, right? Tais is a pretty good shape.
Why is he hanging off with your life?
What?
So why is he hanging off with your life? He's hanging
off to the Yesh Mepharshim. To the Yesh Mepharshim with your life. He's hanging off to the Yesh Mepharshim with your life. I'll tell you a secret. The Tais is better than the Yeshua Farshim. You know why? Even if chalitza is a mitzvah, shh, you know what's not a mitzvah? Get is zichin not a mitzvah. So you don't need a Shekhar Torah even for the Tosfos. Just say get's not a mitzvah and call it a day. I wanted to say Shekhar Torah because I just had to say it, because I had to share it with you because it was on my mind. But for the Tosfos, you don't even need that last kunz about the mitzvah chalitza and the chalitza chalitza being separate from one another. So Rusty, where are we? I have no idea. Where are we? Anyone know? We're just back to school, just learning a simple mamish one line in Gemara. Mamish one line. Shalchu mitam, kasval Yisraelo, kosher. Machleikis taste in the Rambam, you're allowed to do lechadchila or not. So the Taisa says no, the Rambam says yes. So he has the kasha, right? The Taisa, you can't do lechadchila. How is it good to be Evan? Isn't that the analogous to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kochas? So the answer is the same way the Yesh Mefarshim didn't bat an eyelash in their sheet in Yavamas Kuv Gimel. They were not bothered with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kochas. So too the Balei Taisa in Gittin are not bothered either. That's most of the sheet. This is like the Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'id, that the Taisa in Gittin is just a replica of the Yesh Mefarshim, which in turn depends on those two ways in the Ritva, how to deflect the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, who's with us? Good? So far, so good. Okay. At least I have one small kasha. Small kasha with a lot of response to it. Can someone please tell me, name me the issur that's being violated here. Naniach that Tosfos is right, there's an issur being violated here. Bagetin? Tell me the affair. I'm using get rid on cheeseburger and on apple boiler.
Writing on an issur
no. So it doesn't say the chumash like to write. What you really mean is I'm being what from an issur no? Being nana from an issur no. Right? So far so good, right? Being nana from an issur no. Oh, in parallel in Yavamas, the parallel sugya, cooking in Yavamas. I'm using a shua of a dezara. Don't hakwa because it's shua. That was last sugya, because this is yesh labitl, so it's not shua to reckon with. But give me the yesir, according to the yesh b'farshim. What's the yesir?
No.
I'm being nanda from a vedezara, the yod chal yesir, same. So the yesir is the yesir and no. Does that sit well with you? What rule can I pull out of my hat? Yeah. Isn't this subject ultimately to the Hafkar Mitzvah? So I know the direction you guys are going to go down. I know right away. I see everyone's going to say, crap, boy, gets not a mitzvah. Chalitza may not even be a mitzvah. What am I going to say to you? That's ridiculous. Doesn't matter whether you call it a mitzvah or not. A religious act, clutch it is. What does the Yisrael of Mitzvah mean? Mitzvah Yehudas means that something that I'm doing for religious purposes, I'm doing it because I'm an Eved Hashem. That's what Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvahs are given oil alavodah. I'm doing it because Rebbeinu Shlom said so. Does this kid Hanoah? Hanoah means I sell something, I got a couple extra dollars in my pocket. But the fact that that the woman now has a heter to get remarried, the fact that the wood that we did, that we gave a get, so we did the mitzvah, where's Hanoah exactly? What was for Hanoah? So I used the apple of oil to write a get on, so I used the shul of a dezor to do chalitza with. So the chalitza get is not a hanor. The chalitza chalitza is not a hanor. That's the mitzvah of Yehudas, didn't it? So why do we shouldn't bother? What is Taisus Hakanat Shainik about? What is the Ramban Hakanat Shainik about? What? Oh, what are you saying? Mr. Alter, say more than that. It's not the etzema chalitza, that's the hanor. What's the real hanor? Give me the hanor. Name me that hanor.
For a woman, she's free to remarry.
Oh, what you're saying is there's a zaitig hanor. The hano is not the fact that I did the mitzvah Hashem is barach. The hano is I have something that's worth something on the market now. Kozban that I was married, I couldn't marry somebody else. Kozban I was Yavam Lashuk, I couldn't marry somebody else. Now, that component of a heter linose Lashuk, that's a hano that we have to reckon with. So the chora, from the kushas harishayim, that the rishayim are pimpling and drang, and all kinds of stories here, and bother with the kasha, the Yesh Mefarshim bother with the kasha. Yesh Mefarshim say, what are you talking about? There's a problem here. The problem is, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban said, she's being nene. What's the hano? What did the Ramban say? Mishum de nene shenisis bay. The Yesh Mefarshim called the hano the het benisuin. That's what Tosfos means again also. The Hanoh Shabbat is that the Nisuin. You want to pilpul and talk about whether that's going to invalidate the Yevet or not, you can discuss. I am the last hour of Shir. But there's a real bona fide Issa Deraisa here, not the Etzem HaChalitz, not the Etzem HaGet. Those are coming from Mitzvah Yodos Dinu. If it's the tangential Hanoh, that's the problem. Anyone want to put a spin on that tangential Hanoh? You want to call that something? Who wants to call that something? Call that Hanoh Saguf. It almost conjures up an image of another Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Dafka Chesed. I told you that that daf is packed. What does the Gemara say in Dafka Chesed Rosh Hashanah? Who remembers? A guy wants to come to the mikvah and be toivel. So Kolzman is freezing cold outside. He took a neder not to be nena from this mikvah. Kolzman is freezing cold outside. He's toivel. What's the din?
It's fine.
Why? Because why?
He's not being nena.
Why? Because what rule? Mitzvahs. Where's the mitzvah? The others didn't know. By the way, tefillah b'mikvah. Remember, Tosis said it's not even a mitzvah. Tosis said it's a what? And what does the Gemara still call it? Mitzvah slav yodesh. So, for the purpose of mitzvah yodesh, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah you have to do. Matirma also mitzvah yodesh. But what does the Gemara say? The buck stops here. If it's hot outside and you want to use this chill, cool mikvah in the middle of July, you have a problem because your zaitik hanoh, your tangential hanoh, saguf, is not covered by mitzvah yodesh. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. That's the answer. That's the posh pshat in the Gemara. So l'chayr, it's based on that Gemara that now the Rishonim Hakadosh Chayanik here in Yevamos. That's why the Yesh Rafashim say what they say. Now wait a second, lo tachlitz, because there's a hetter nisuin. Well, that's what Tosfos meant to get in the chop. Lo tigarish bay, because there's a hetter nisuin, a hetter gerushin. So it's not the gerushin proper. It's not the fulfillment of the mitzvahs of matar atayra that's a problem. That's coming by Bitzal Yosef. Oh, but there's a hanos aguf. Who saw the Yesh Rafash? What did the Yesh Rafash say? They say Pemoli. They say the Yesh Rafash, the Kachil Tach, the Shum Din Neh Nation, he says Boy.
Why is that another
deal
that
changed
outgrow?
Oh, but
more.
So, look, Ora, the Kushas HaRishayinu, the Yesh Rafash, and the Ramban, everyone's discussion in Asugya is predicated on the assumption that Hanos HaGuf is a problem, and we're viewing Heter HaNisuin as Hanos HaGuf. So the Ritva in Yevamos Kuf Gimel says, you're right. Yitaka right. Yitaka is an Asaguf. And it should have been a problem. You know why it's not a problem? You know why the Yesh Rafashim are not right, says the Ritva? For a totally and completely tangential reason. It should have qualified as an Asaguf because she's gaining something very, very real. Why does it fall short, says the Ritva? Why the Yesh Rafashim not right? Who saw the Ritva? Ritva says, "V'hanochan, the lo chashiv anav Yisrael no, ech shenene begufa, v'la teru l'shem tzchalos b'zuksuva, ein ze begufa shel sandal, v'ein achalitza alak, what? I can't believe we're back to the Bava Basra, back to the first Bava Basra, kegroma b'yalma. The connection between the sandal she'isa v'hano and the heter nisuin, it's too remote, it's too far, it's too much of a stretch. When you go into a cold mikvah on a hot day, there's a direct hanok caused by the coolness of the water. When you do a chalitza with a shoe that was on an idol, it's asav hanok, and now, in 6 months from now, I'm available to get married, I have a wonderful, happy marriage in 20 years from now because of that shoe. Come on. That's not even, to quote from last year, it's not even Mechitza Kerish Nifrit. That's a grum of the alma. That's so far removed. All of a sudden, in between the lines now, we have another issue that just cropped up. These sugis are having grandchildren. A new sugis just popped up. That maybe the ultimate deflection of the Yesh Mefarshim has something to do with something totally different. Maybe that jump that the Yesh Mefarshim, which is, Sinat, whenever we say Yesh Mefarshim, those go off in the head. Who is like the Yesh Mefarshim? Tosis. Is that correlation really accurate? Because I used the davar osav hanoh, because I wrote a cheeseburger, I wrote a get an apple shel arla, because I used the shu shel avodah zarah, now I'm getting married, happily ever after, because of that shoe. Is that called the violation of hanoh? Is that called the grom v'alma? So all of a sudden, in Anayim Eisim, we have a new machlok, it's the Ritva, everybody else about that very topic. We are swimming, we are drowning, I don't know where we are, but we have a lot more to do, everybody say so. I can't say the sugya hasn't started yet. It definitely hasn't finished yet. That is for sure. We have a lot of pieces of this puzzle to mop up. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. So, hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, we'll try to make a siyum on this sugya, and then get rolling. Guys, get rolling for the next sugya ready. Okay, stop. Guys, just clear out quick because we're recording this.